Unemployment benefits have been a lifeline for many people who've lost work because of the pandemic. But the huge federal expansion of the unemployment insurance program under the CARES Act has required states to handle massive increases in applications for both regular unemployment and for new benefits for workers who had never before qualified. And while Maine has so far been among the best in the country at getting new claims paid, thousands are still awaiting checks. And advocates are calling for an immediate remedy. Brian Ouellette lives in Leeds, and he runs a small automotive business. Ouellette just set out on his own recently, after working for someone else until late last year. When COVID-19 shut down non-essential businesses in Maine back in March, Ouellette was shut down too. So he filed for unemployment, which Congress had just made temporarily available to self-employed people.
And this was on March 22nd. Then about a week later, they announced that self-employed had to wait until they put their system in place.
Ouellette says he called the Maine Department of Labor and was told that the new Pandemic Unemployment Compensation Program, or PUC, wasn't quite ready to process claims, but that he would be automatically rolled into that program when it came online. That happened on May 1st, but Ouellette didn't get paid, so he kept calling the Department of Labor. At one point, he says he was told he should get regular unemployment insurance from the job he had for part of last year.
So I'll fix your claim, I'll send it through. If you don't have your check by next week, call us. Nothing came. I called back. Talked to a different lady. So, well, no, because you quit that job and went self-employed, you're self-employed. You can't get regular employment.
Well, that was eventually scheduled for what's called a fact-finding call to straighten things out. But he says when the time came, no one ever called him.
I'm 12 weeks filed right now. And not a dime.
Yeah, this is a crisis situation.
That's Matt Schlobohm. He's the executive director of the AFL-CIO in Maine. He says by his organization's estimation, there are still 3,000 to 5,000 people in the state who, for a variety of reasons, have not gotten unemployment benefits. He says many of those people have complicated employment situations that make part of their income eligible for regular unemployment and part of it eligible for PUC.
So they may have, you know, worked as a self-employed massage therapist and then also worked as a bartender on the side. And so they have some W-2 income and they have primarily self-employed income, and the system is working to process through that.
Schlobohm says another 1,200 people are waiting for fact-finding calls with DOL representatives, which are supposed to happen within a couple weeks, but are now being scheduled into August.
These are folks who have been out of work for and have not gotten any income for 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 weeks. And we're talking to folks who are having their cars repossessed, who are selling their possessions, and who have reached a level of desperation that is completely unacceptable.
I mean, it's heartbreaking, Nora. It's heartbreaking. There is nothing that we can say to that person other than we are doing everything humanly possible to pay benefits as quickly as possible.
Labor Commissioner Laura Fortman says her department has brought on 24 law students and recent law school grads for the summer, specifically to help deal with the fact-finding backlog. She told a legislative committee recently that the state has processed and paid about 80% of the nearly 150,000 people who filed regular and pandemic unemployment claims between March 15th and June 10th. And she says the department's also been focusing on issues that affect large groups of applicants.
I think we're trying to determine if there are any categories of people who fall into that kind of a cluster. And if there are, we address them systemically rather than on a case-by-case basis.
And the department, working with a short staff and a problematic computer system, has also had to cancel thousands of recent claims found to be fraudulent. The AFL-CIO's Matt Schlobohm says the structural problems creating the immense backlog are not really the fault of the current DOL.
The Department of Labor has been working tirelessly to try to make this system work, and it's a system that's been underfunded and undermined for decades, and this is a crisis that's a long time coming.
But none of this means much to small business owner Brian Ouellette of Leeds, who says it is time for the state to get claimants the money that they are owed.
There's a point of frustration that you can reach before you snap, and there's a lot of people in my situation. The only answers that we're being told, nothing we can do, you just have to wait, be patient. Let me take your paycheck for 3 months and tell you to be patient.
Ouellette's patience was rewarded, as it turns out. He received his full benefit retroactive to when he first applied on Monday. But there are still plenty of other people waiting. And the AFL-CIO's Matt Schlobohm says the state should either process their benefits as legally required or make them whole in some other way.
We think the best way to do that would be a stimulus payment for people who have been waiting at least 3 weeks with no resolution, in many cases, many more weeks. And it's what we owe folks who have been put through economic misery because the state has been overwhelmed and overrun.
The state of Vermont did something similar to this in April, issuing $1,200 advance payments to more than 8,000 claimants. The most recent weekly numbers for Maine showed that about 4,850 people filed new claims for regular or pandemic unemployment. That's down from the week before, but still up nearly 600% from that same week last year.